Athletes of all ages, Drs. Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
One more quarter of action here as Green County Tech Lady Eagles are going to inbound the ball. Mount Home leading 44-27. Fourth quarter, Mount Home outscored Green County Tech 15-9 in that. As Burnside has it up top. Edrington going to drive the lane. Shot up. No good. And they're going to get Lakin Anderson on the foul. Late call there.
I'm going to go ahead and say something that watching the Bomber boys here, supporting the girls, chanting defense.
That's big.
That's good stuff is what that is. That says a lot. It really does.
I'm not going to say where they're staying. They're staying in Fayetteville. So it's not like
that's right.
They went out of their way to come here.
It says a lot about Mountain Home sports in general, the coaching for both sides and the kids.
Yep.
I love it.
Edrington, 2-for-2 from the line after she puts the ball up. Lakin Anderson charged with the foul. Mountain Home set to try to inbound this press as Anna McCarn's going to skip it to Brooklyn Mitchell. Now Mountain Home's going to settle down. You see the bench players over here saying, slow down, as Mountain Home's going to set it up. Pick and roll. McCarn,
oh, good
down
step
low,
through.
Step through, up, no good. Going to come away, Green County Tech. Is this guy's the only guy that's blown his whistle this half? This guy's the only guy that's blown his whistle as Jaylee Yonkers is going to get called for the foul.
Now, I like what we did. We got the ball down to Anna. She went right up against Johnson with the three fouls. Missed one more of those little chippies. It was a good look.
Yonkers picks up the foul. That is her second, her first, team second of this fourth quarter. 15-point lead here. Green County Tech is on defense. Johnson has it up top. Moore's going to let her shoot it. Moore's going to let her shoot it for good reason, as Johnson hits nothing. Nothing as the ball goes out of bounds. Mountain Home set, Livy Fosness checking in for the Lady Bombers as they're going to get Lakin Anderson. Also, Witten Coleman going to come in. So let's set the floor. She keep going in for Lakin Moore. You got Witten Coleman, Jaylee Yonkers, Brooklyn Mitchell, Livy Fosness, and Anna McCarn. Burnside, Gonzalez, Johnson, Edrington, and Butler for Green County Tech. Mountain Home going against the press. 1 minute gone here in this fourth quarter. Yonkers going to set the ball up as we get it across the press. She has Edrington on her. She takes the screen from Fosness. She's going to go straight left side. She's going to take a bump, and she's going to kick it up, and they're going to call timeout. They're going to get Coach Leonard with the timeout. Jayla had it down low, and we're going to take it with them. We're going to take it with them. It's going to be a full timeout. Mountain Home leading 44-29, 6:54 and 51 left. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
FNBC is excited to announce their new Sapphire Plus checking account. Earn 4% annual percentage yield on up to $20,000 by simply using your debit card 15 times and receiving a direct deposit each statement cycle. You'll also earn 1% APY on funds above $20,000. Stop by one of their convenient locations or visit fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
Back here, fourth quarter action. Mountain Home leading 44-29, 6:54, 6:51 left in this game. 7-1 Green County Tech Lady Eagles, 6-7-2 Lady Bombers. Matt,
I'm not let's just sit back and play defense. You got to still play your game, but we're breaking the press with no problems. Let's slow it down once we break the press. Kick it around, get that extra pass, and look for a good shot. You know, we talked in the break just a little bit. I don't think that Green County Tech is getting to 44 points no matter what in this game.
We just got to play good defense.
That's exactly right.
Mount Home set to inbound it under the deal as they're going to hit Coleman. Coleman's going to go up, no good, get her own rebound.
Oh, she got fouled by Jayla.
She did get fouled by Jayla, but Witten's going to get the offensive rebound again. Two good plays there by Witten Coleman, two offensive rebounds. Jayla, free throw line, extended, good. There's the Witten factor. Witten comes in, gives you some awesome play right there as Jayla Yonkers gives Mountain Home the first 2 points here of this fourth quarter. Burnside has it. Johnson. She's been frustrated all night with this Lady Bomber defense. They're trying to go to Butler down low. That's a walk, but they didn't call it. Edrington has it, drives, puts it up. No good. Good defense from Mitchell. Mitchell comes away quickly from Mountain Home. Mitchell going to back it out. Good job there by the junior guard. Takes a screen. McCarn kicks left corner. Yonkers going one-on-one on Gonzalez. She's going to give it back to Fosnes. Fosnes is going to give it back up top to McCarn. Witten Coleman, deep three, no good. She's going to get her own rebound, go back up, miss everything. Libby Fosnes puts it up, no good. Ball's going to go off of Greene County Tech on the rebound. Little chippies.
Hey, it's okay if you miss four shots in a row if you get four
offensive rebounds. That's right.
You know.
5:41 left in this game, 46-29, Mountain Home leading. Mountain Home's going to try to get the ball in. Yonkers is going to be hit. She's wisely going to go get the ball. She's going to go up left-handed, go around, no good. Butler going to come away with a rebound. Gonzalez back quickly. Burnside, left side, goes up. Fosnes, no good. Or Fosnes, good defense. The foul's going to be on Witten Coleman on the offside.
On the
yep. They're going to get Johnson. They're going to get Witten. She's going against Johnson down there.
Yeah, there's definitely a big size difference there. Witten's doing a really good job. I think it's frustrated Johnson a little bit when she gets the ball in the perimeter. She can't go around Witten.
That's Witten's third foul. As Johnson's trying to go baseline. She's going to step through this time, and that's her game. She's going to step through and get it in. She's going to cut the lead 46-31, 5:15 left in this game. Mountain Home breaks the press again. Good job being patient. Going to get it down low to Fosnes. Fosnes is going to go up, and she's going to take the foul.
Yeah. Listen, Brad, I think if Greene County Tech's goal is to pressure us into some turnovers full court, we're breaking the press with no problem. That game plan's not going to work. We just need to make sure after we break the press, we're getting good shots on our end.
Yeah, and that was a good job. Let's get it to Libby Fawcett down low. They're going to have that as five fouls on Edrington. I don't see that. I have four for her, but they're going to give it as her fifth. She's going to be replaced by Addie Ryan as Jay-Z Edrington is going to come out of this game. She's going to finish this game with seven points.
Oh, yeah, they're fixing it.
Okay,
yeah,
they're getting it right here.
I think they heard you from up here, Brad.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
They can hear us over the crowd? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Libby Fawcett's at the line for the Lady Bombers. 5:07 left. Mountain Home leading 46-31. Fawcett's first free throw. It is up. It is good. Point lead, and Fawcett's looking to extend it to 15. Second free throw. Good. Looking at free throws here.
Yep.
Looks like we're 12 of 15 from the line.
That'll work.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
12 of 14, sorry. As Greene County Tech has it back. Clock goes under 5 minutes here in this fourth quarter. Gonzalez drives up. Good. Gonzalez quick with the answer. Finishes in front of the rim. Again, Greene County Tech in this press. So just trying to speed Mountain Home up, but Mountain Home doing a good job as Jayla's going to be able to just walk it across. Moore going to drive left side. She's going to take the bump. Moore, strong move to the hole as she's going to take the bump from Westland Burnside. Westland's second foul. Team foul second here in this fourth quarter. Going to send Lake and Moore to the line today for two. Moore, it's free throw, pure. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 49-33. Second free throw, Moore. Good. Mountain Home reaches the half-century mark. 50-33. 4:33 left in this game. Got to play good defense here to finish this game out. Johnson going to take the screen. Pull up, free throw line extended. No good. Libby Fawcett's rebound for Lady Bombers. Greene County Tech now backing out of that full court. Burnside's got Moore one-on-one. Nice backdoor cut. Lakin didn't see it. She's going to take the screen. Yonkers denies the screen, drives baseline, gets in the paint, goes up. Maya Butler deflects the shot. Yonkers, own rebound, out. Mitchell, let's go!
That's a really good job of Yonkers to get her own rebound, have the awareness to kick it out for the wide open three. Brooklyn did a hell of a good job. Can I say hell of a good?
Well, you just did.
A heck of a good job stepping into that three, like you talked about earlier. And that was a big shot.
That was a huge shot. Camp going to drive. Sorry, that's Ryan. Going to kick it up.
Ooh.
They're going to get to Johnson. Johnson's going to have a nice little turnaround. 53-35, 3:32 left. Greene County Tech's going to call timeout. We're going to take it with them. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Jason McConnell sees each patient as an individual with specific needs.
Surgery isn't always the go-to solution for orthopedic issues it used to be. Today we offer many excellent alternatives such as steroid injections, gel injections, PRP and stem cell treatments, and of course physical therapy. It's an understandable assumption when seeing a surgeon, but every patient just doesn't always need surgery.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
And we're back here, 3:32 left in the game. Lady Bombers leading 53-35 in this 5A Clash of the Titans, we'll say. 7-1 Greene County Tech, 7-2 Lady Bombers. And I'll be honest, Matt, the Lady Bombers just had their way with them so far today.
100%. We had a little time there in the middle of the game that got a little bit sloppy. But when it comes down to it, Mountain Homes dominated on the defensive side and on the offensive side. They're breaking the press like it's nothing.
Until there, you shouldn't have said anything. Gonzalez is going to come away with the steal.
That one's on me.
I'm trying to match up now. Back in there, man. Johnson has the ball, top of the key. She's going to kick it out to Ryan. Ryan's going to go back to Johnson. Two-man game here. Gonzalez is going to drive. She's got an opening to the layup, and she's going to hit a two. Sophia Gonzalez drives the lane. Had a lot of layups tonight as Mountain Home set to break the press. 53-37, 2:53 left. Johnson with the steal from Mitchell. Johnson going to go in. She's going to take the hard foul from Mitchell.
That's a good foul from Brooklyn.
Very good foul. Going to send Amira Johnson to the line. She's 2 of 2 for tonight. 53-37.
We got a little caught up. We picked the ball up right across half court in the corner, which one rule is – don't do it. So,
Johnson's first free throw up. It is good. She's 3 of 3 so far tonight with the second one coming. 53-38. Second free throw up. It's going to be no good. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Mountain Home's ball. 11 points scored in this fourth quarter. That's what they had total in the second and third quarter for Greene County Tech. Mountain Home trying to break this press, passing back and forth, going to get it to the middle. That's how you break the press. Now we're going to set up our offense. You want to use as much time as you can with 2:34 left on the clock. Yonkers takes the screen. Mitchell, screen from Faustness, gets both feet in the paint. Kicks it out to Yonkers. Yonkers waiting, being patient.
We're doing a really good job here of team basketball and being patient.
And then we get an easy two on there. Just like that, Lakin Moore takes a screen from Whitten Coleman, comes off, free throw line extended to 55-38, 17-point lead for your Lady Bombers. That's number 10, Bowder. She's going to go up with it. No good. Livy Fossen is going to come with rebound. 2 minutes to go. Mountain Home just needs to ice this clock. If there's going to be fouls, make free throws. As Mitchell is going to try to dribble, she's going to have be hounded there by Ryan. Good job. Finally, they're going to call a foul on Addie Ryan. That's going to be Addie Ryan's first foul, 13th foul here this fourth quarter.
Looks like Brooklyn's wearing red sweatbands from up here, but that's just all the hacking that her wrists have taken from those last few possessions.
Anna McCarn checking in for Whitten Coleman. 1:43 left. Moore drives the paint. Shot up is going to be on the floor. They're going to get a foul there on Brooklyn Bowder. Brooklyn Bowder's first foul, fourth team foul here of the fourth quarter. Mountain Home set to inbound it on the baseline. Moore, three. Give me all three of those, but it's short. Johnson, rebound. Gonzalez tries to get ahead to Butler, and it is out of her reach. Great pass by Gonzalez, to be real honest with you. Just out of the reach of Butler. Had a little bit extra on it. Turnover is going to go to Greene County Tech. 1:32 left in this game. Mountain Home up 17. Moore gets it to McCarn, middle. Yonkers offside. Livy Fosness, pump fake. Going to take the foul from Johnson and head to the line.
Yeah, Mountain Home is doing such – I know I jinxed it last time I said this, but they're doing such a good job of breaking that press. I mean, they're getting some really good looks. And I really like that we're going to be in the bonus now. They still call it the bonus,
yeah, the
Brad.
Bonus, yeah.
So we're going to be in the bonus now. And like you said, I think that makes us 14-16 for the free throws, something close to that.
6, 8, 10, 12, 14 of 16 with one more to go.
I did that math in my head.
Actually, 15.
Oh. 17?
15 of 17.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
As Fosness makes the second free throw. 16 of 18. How about that, Matt?
That works. We'll get it eventually, folks.
Mountain Home going to sub out as Sarah Williams, Lakin Anderson, and Addison Ferris comes in for the Lady Bombers. Also, Lauren Rawls set to check in. Number 5 for Greene County Tech sets to check in. 1:11 left. Mountain Home leading 57-38. Also going to go on the right wing to Carpenter. Carpenter's going to get it to Johnson. Johnson going to go up wildly, throw it off the backboard. Livy Fosness and Maggie Cole are going to go to the ground fighting for a rebound. Possession is going to be a jump ball. It is going to go Mountain Home's way. Johnson's going to take a seat for Greene County Tech. As it looks like number 5, Allie Smith is going to come in.
Yeah, Johnson, she's a good ball player. I like how she plays. She's got some size to her.
Yep.
She's got a little bit of touch. She's a good ball player. This is a good team.
They are a good team. Mountain Homes just had their way with them tonight. Kira Alcar also checked in for the Lady Bombers. 53 seconds left. Lady Bombers are going to get a huge win here in the second day of this Red Doggin Invitational. Alkire going to have it up top. Williams, Rawls, going to get it to Addison Ferris. 41 seconds left. 16 on the shot clock. Mountain Home does have to shoot as Lakin Anderson's going to try to give a backdoor pass to Addison Ferris, and the pass is going to be stolen by Ava Williams for Greene County Tech, who just checked in. Greene County Tech's going to drive as it's going to be Ryan. Ryan gets it to Williams. Williams over to Smith. Smith's just going to fall down. Should have been a walk. The official didn't call
it.
Yeah. Maggie Cole's going to get the rebound as it's put up. She's going to airball the chippy. Little chippy that was missed. And Kira Alkire are going to come away with the Mountain Home.
Is that trademark?
We need to.
Yep.
Mountain Home does not have to shoot the ball as they are doing it. And that is the game. 57-38, Lady Bombers are going to take this game against the Greene County Tech Eagles, handing them their second loss of the year. Mountain Home going to move to 8-2. Matt, great game by the Lady Bombers.
It was a great game, Matt. A little bit surprising to me that Mountain Home dominated the way they did. And it wasn't just one aspect. It was they dominated. They shot the ball better. They made more free throws. They played more intense defense. They broke the press better.
Yeah. I mean, this is a better team all the way around.
Yeah.
All aspects of the game.
I understand I'm a little biased to the Bombers, but those are just facts. They played a great game.
Mountain Home with a 57-38 win. We are going to take a break. We are going to be back with the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show. We're going to have some stats for you, and we're going to set up tomorrow's game against the Springdale Lady Bulldogs. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals. Perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense Bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Stay hydrated.